when I took that intro CS class, it was like a huge lecture hall full of like 200 people, mm-hmm. but like there's around like maybe five black people in the entire lecture hall, and I was like, you know, I'm in college now, like I can do something about it, like I can actually like help younger kids at least. It seemed like there was like 25% of people who already knew everything, and it was like those were people who were like answering all the questions all the time. Then there's like maybe like 50% of people who just like were chilling but mm-hmm. were able to like do the piece sets and everything. Mm-hmm. And then 25% like me who was just confused by like everything that was going on.
That's how I felt too. I was like, how did everyone else know about this?
Yeah, basically I learned how to like, okay, I just have to meet other people who either know what they're doing or are at the same level as you who are also trying to figure things out, mm-hmm. And just like grew up together and figure this out. So.
Yeah, it was the same way for me. I think I struggled the most when I was too scared to ask questions, and I did the best when I was willing to like work with other people and kind of form teams exactly. and learn from people too.
And have people you can go to when you're struggling with something.
Yeah, that's super important. And then you also mentioned you do this program with high school students. You run the program with high school students.
Again, I noticed like it seemed like a lot of my classmates had already had an idea of what they were doing and like had been doing CS since they were a kid. And I realized like, okay, if you don't have that exposure, you're really at a disadvantage. And I think that plays into a lot of the diversity issues CS has because mm-hmm. people who already know CS teach their kids CS. So then people who don't have that exposure can't break into the field. So I knew this person who ran a tutoring organization. Mm-hmm. And like they already had connections to all these high schools and they had kids already. So I was like, hey, how about we run like a CS program through your tutoring organization and like use the connections to pull kids into the class and some of the kids that were already tutoring can join
too. Oh, that is so cool. That's so brilliant.
And like it's really cool what they build because you can see like their personalities coming through into websites and they like make sites about basketball or like cheerleading or video games, comic book characters, their favorite like sports stars.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really fun. Has it been hard teaching them?
Yeah, because some of the deeper CS concepts, it's like, oh, I don't get this and I'm never going to get this. Like, mm-hmm. this is too hard. I'd rather like go do something else that is more fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you can relate really well to your students. You're like, hey, I've been there. I feel you.
Yeah, so it's like, it's hard because I don't want to like give them the answer, but I want to show that like, hey, you can do this and I'm here to support you the entire way.
Yeah, so. You're like that friend they can ask for help.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Everyone needs that friend. Everyone needs a Shafiq.
Thanks.
That's great.